good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi, and here are our top stories this evening. MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai calls for mass action as Zimbabwe's economic crisis continues to deepen.
Vanhu vemuno muZimbabwe taane chirwere chokuuya pamiting. MDC iri kuitei? MDC iri kuitira chii? Ko imi muri kuita chii?
Zimbabweans now have a problem of asking what the MDC is doing to end the crisis in the country. You are the ones who are suffering, so what are you doing about it?
ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa says ZANU-PF should swallow its pride and admit that it has failed to deliver the country from its current economic crisis.
Come to the table, as Smith did, and let us build the country together, just as we defeated oppression together, side by side.
And with no end in sight to Zimbabwe's economic decline, Zimbabwean workers feel their plight is getting worse.
I continue to go to work because as an educated person, at least I felt comforted that at least I have something to do, because staying at home can be very stressful.
MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai today rallied his supporters to take to the streets in protest of what he said was the worsening economic situation in the country and to force the government to implement key democratic reforms ahead of the next elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Chitungwiza.
Addressing his followers at the Unity L Community Hall in Harare satellite town of Chitungwiza, former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai urged his supporters to confront President Robert Mugabe's government over the deepening economic and political crisis in the country. Mr. Tsvangirai said Zimbabweans should, quote, now take the bull by its horns as the economic crisis shows no signs of abating.
Vanhu vemuno muZimbabwe taane chirwere chokuuya pamiting. MDC iri kuitei? MDC iri kuitira chii? Ko imi muri kuita chii?
Zimbabweans now have a problem of asking what the MDC is doing to end the crisis in the country. You are the ones who are suffering, so what are you doing about it?
Chitungweza resident Albert Murawa supported Mr. Tsvangirai, adding that it was now time for Zimbabweans to speak with one voice.
I think the call by the former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai is noble. It only needs people who are brave, but the issue is that in any country you find that no country will ever become independent without people buying in the ideas of whatever other political parties will be selling. So Zimbabweans should actually unite.
The opposition leader said pensioners are suffering the most due to the current economic meltdown. He urged those who have not been paid by the National Social Security Authority to confront the authorities.
Munhu wese mushandi wese munyika muno anga ari pa NASA. NASA, which is a pension arrangement. Munhu wese for the last 30 or so years, for the last 20 years, as far as I can see.
You should also go and confront NASA over the non-payment of your pensions. This is unacceptable.
The former Prime Minister is on a national tour consulting his supporters under a program that the MDCT has dubbed the Policy Dialogue Forum. He was accompanied by the Party Secretary General Douglas Monzora, Deputy National Chairperson Morgan Komichi, and National Executive members of his party, Eddie Cross and Nelson Chamisa. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chitungwiza, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Thanks, Thomas. ZANU-PF Politburo member Paul Munyaradze Mangwana dismissed Tsvangirai's call, saying Zimbabweans won't heed his call.
Mr. Tsvangirai knows very well that Zimbabwe's problems are as a result of sanctions which he called for. He's the one who invited the Western countries to impose sanctions on Zimbabwe. In order for him to assist in the turnaround of the economy of this country, he should go back to those countries and ask them to lift sanctions. The reason why Zimbabwe's economy is not performing is because there are no lines of credit. There are no financial institutions which are putting money for investment in Zimbabwe. There's no foreign direct investment into Zimbabwe. That's the reason why we don't have any jobs. The markets are constrained. Zimbabwe cannot deal with European and American companies at far because they'll be visited with sanctions by Zidera.
But so, do you agree, Mr. Mangwana, but do you agree as ZANU-PF that you have failed? We also had Mr. Dabengwa
no,
today.
No, we have not failed. We have not failed because we are trying to manage sanctions. We are, you know, fighting against big powers which have imposed economic sanctions on us. So we cannot say to have been failed. We have failed. We are keeping the country afloat in face of serious hostility. And also, we have succeeded in keeping the country afloat. Who can stand against America? Who can stand against the entire European Union? Nobody.
That was ZANU-PF Politburo member Paul Munyaradzi Mangwana. ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa today added his voice to calls for President Mugabe's ZANU-PF government to swallow its pride and admit it has failed to run the country's fortunes around. The former ZANU-PF minister says Mr. Mugabe should call all political players and stakeholders to the table to find ways to resolve the country's problems. Correspondent Taura Ishava brings us more from Bulawayo.
Speaking during a press conference in Bulawayo this morning, Dabengwa said the ZANU-PF government should heed calls from the opposition and other Zimbabweans calling for an all-stakeholders conference to discuss and find solutions to the country's continuing problems. Dabengwa said President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party should collectively swallow their pride and admit that they have failed the nation.
We know that ZANU, being the mix of arrogance and empty pride that it is too ashamed to admit defeat and failure, and as such will always scream liberation war credentials as qualification to be a stakeholder. However, ZAPU reminds them that they did not fight the war alone. The time for guns and sloganeering is past. Come to the table, as Smith did, and let us build the country together, just as we defeated oppression together, side by side.
Asked whether he thinks President Mugabe is still in charge of the country, Dabengwa said the president is out of touch with reality, adding the fact that those around him seem to be in attitude and failing to advise him properly makes the country's situation untenable. Although there have been calls for the country's major political players to come together to resolve the country's economic and political problems, ACT leader Morgan Tsvangirai recently ruled out the possibility of going into another coalition government with ZANU-PF, saying this provides a lifeline to the faction region party. Dabengwa said Mr. Mugabe should accept responsibility for the mess the country finds itself in. Meanwhile, a new political party is inserted. Announced its formation in Lao last night, saying it would value ordinary people's contributions to bringing the country out of its current problems. Spokesperson Makaza Makohore said the party is led by Maxwell Zeb Shumba, a Zimbabwean currently based in the United States. With its tag, honesty, accountability, and unity, Makohore says the party will participate in the 2008 election.
Our government should be eternally fearful of the will of the people and forever restrained by the limits of the constitution which governs it. We emphatically reject the tenets of any political system or a form of government or a political idea that sets one person above another.
Marco said this party is not linked with the much talked about People First, an offshoot of disgruntled ZANU-PF members purportedly led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Zimbabweans have been criticized for forming too many political parties as they seek to dislodge ZANU-PF from power. Makovore believes his party will form the country's next government. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.